Welcome back to the FlameFlash.net podcast, episode 155. We're sitting on Friday, August 16th. It is a gloriously strange weathered afternoon here where I am because it was a downpour earlier. Now the sun's shining. It was misting earlier while there was rain, still sunshine. So Mother Nature has been day drinking. I'm just going to put that out there. And my dear podcast listener, Keela here, podcast at flameflash.net, if you'd like to play along, wanted everyone to know, as do I, that September 10th is the presidential debate. Mark your calendars. Now, speaking of the debate, if Trump flounders as much as Biden did, for consistency's sake, doesn't that mean he's also too old to be running? Just saying. Everybody and their uncle was saying, Biden, you're too old to be running due to how poorly you performed at the presidential debate. You were rambling. You weren't making sense. And you just sounded terrible. He had a cold. So with as much, that's Trump's natural MO to ramble and not make sense. So why are we giving him a pass on his age when we didn't for Biden? Just putting it out there. It's hypocrisy at its finest from every level, whether you're talking the literal talking heads of various networks to the various individuals of the parties. If Biden is too old to be running again for president, why is Trump? Because Trump is the same age Biden was when Biden ran in 2020. Think about that. Trump is now tied for the oldest running presidential candidate. And if Biden's too old, why should we be even pushing, why should anybody be even pushing to elect Trump, given that puts him then at too old status? Just saying. It's massive party hypocrisy. And the fact that nobody in the media is calling out Trump on his various oddities and inappropriatenesses like they would have Biden is yet another one of those hypocrisy moments. It just is. The media is failing and dropping the ball again. So with that being the case, if you are passionate about the Harris Walls ticket, you need to be out there singing their praises and encouraging your friends and family to vote. Because while we feel it is a shoe-in and that Harris is the superior candidate, not everyone does. Not everyone knows her. They need to know her. So get the word out, my friends. Just saying. The media is dropping the ball, and we cannot trust them to do the grassroots job. Now, to pivot from politics slightly, pivot! I moved to TV today, so pivot! The Algerian boxer who J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk and a bunch of other nonsense individuals on Twitter, among others, are now being sued by the boxer, by the gold medal women's boxing holder under French law for cyberbullying. I really hope something comes out of that. I just do. Karma needs to come back at these people and bite them in the rear ends. Just saying. in, this is going to be a short one, guys. There's not that much to talk about. Pivoting yet again, Helldivers. Some folks are up in arms because it feels like the game just got harder after the update. There's some balancing issues. The developers have gone out to Reddit and said, yes, we're aware that we accidentally made some things harder than we intended. We're looking at it. Hang tight. Others, they're just diving in and adjusting to the higher difficulty, maybe toning down a difficulty level to what they're used to, getting back used to the quirks, and then going back up. So we'll see what happens. I'm all over the place because my notes are all over the place. Please forgive me. There's a Trump meme floating around about him paying off the mortgage of an unknown African-American man after his tire was fixed. Snope says it's fake. Just like J.D. Vance in The Couch, it's fake. But you don't need to argue with your relatives posting it on Facebook. What you do instead, so they don't get defensive, is you say, here's just a recommendation. That's a really neat story. Do you have the link to the article or the interview with the man that was helped? That puts it in a friendly tone and hopefully reaches out to one of these cultists so they go, oh, this doesn't exist. This is a lie. I just spread a lie. What else has been a lie that I've been spreading? Hopefully it saves at least one cultist, because it is. Wouldn't that be nice to save a cultist? Return them to rationality, even if they are, there's a difference between the cultists and the single issue voters, because they're out there. I know some brilliant people that are single issue voters, and they are yellow dog Republicans. The yellow dog is, even if it's a yellow dog running as a president or another party ticket spot, they're going to vote for the yellow dog because it's their party. There are some yellow dog individuals out there that need to be weeded out from the cultists, and we're not going to convince them because they're simply single issue voters of, abortion, for example, or taxes, or claiming that Trump will help with inflation. For those of you without an economics degree, I have one. It's pretty cyclical that when a strong sitting president comes in and fixes the economy, Obama, and then another president is elected, Trump, everything that the previous president did to fix the economy starts finally kicking in during the next president's term. Had Obama been allowed to serve another 4 years, Trump wouldn't have any of this credit. Just putting it out there. The president is a lot less powerful when it comes to the economy than everyone gives the office credit for. They just are. It's cyclical. The Fed is a heck of a lot more powerful. And what the president can do is drive policy, drive laws, and push for change, push for reforms to come across their desk and sign it into law. Harris, for example, has some kind of a price gouging plan for food that Trump, of course, naturally is saying, hey, that's communism. Guys, we have price gouging laws already on the books. Various states. All it sounds like Harris wants to do is push what the standardize what the states are doing to a national level, which would actually really help, because then hopefully these corporations, the prices start equalizing across the states. Wouldn't that be nice? That your money when you live in Missouri is of the same value if you move to Minnesota? Just saying. Or vice versa. My dollar in Minnesota will go farther in Missouri. That is mind-blowing. Think about that. Just do a cost of living calculator on one random city, one random region in one state, and go two states in any direction and do a cost of living test. If you go north to south with that, it's more than likely you're going to run into a difference. It just is. Now, if you add a city into it, if you go to, say, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and compare that to Boston, that's going to be different too. Or St. Louis, or Chicago. So, something like that, where the main driver of inflation, which has already been proven to be corporate greed and price gouging, if they're brought to task, Harris is looking at the data and going, this is what caused the problem. This is how I want to fix it. This is the change I want to push for to fix it. That's the way presidents should be. Instead of just holding up some Oreos and some Fruit Loops and saying, yeah, these are too expensive. I'm going to blame the last administration, and under my administration, I'll fix it, without any actual plan. He's not going to fix it if he doesn't have a plan. Because his plan is Project 2025, and it has nothing to do with prices. It just doesn't. I'm going to close hoping that I get to play some Stardew Valley this weekend. We are at the end of year two on the 8-player chaos map, and we're ready for the island. We have gone to the island at the end of year two. The trash bear hasn't even shown back up yet. They show up in year three. Us being judged by grandfather's ghost shows up in year three. So I am very hopeful the 501st crew, Star Wars reference, is available tonight. They're talking about playing Fortnite, but hopefully if enough people show up online, it's going to be, oh, well, there's six of us. Fortnite teams are only four. Yeah, we could do Prop Hunt, or we could progress in Stardew Valley. There's my hope. There's my vote. But I'll see everyone on the other side. I appreciate you spending some time with me. Feel free to write in, podcast@flameflash.net. This was August 16th, 2024. Trying to delete my notes from this time and set a random year number that is way wrong. And this was, why am I typing there? This was episode 155. 5 episodes in from the return. Feels pretty good. Thanks for stopping by.